USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The thing about this is he took actions, as I mentioned, and when with the gas tax, holiday gas tax, the way that he sees it is it's a direct, straightforward way to deal with something that the American public is really not feeling in relief right now at the pump.
Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House lectern Wednesday explaining President Biden's proposed gas tax holiday. President Biden says because of higher taxes, the country can afford the 18 cents a gallon savings.
But the tax revenue's up this year, and our deficit down over $1.6 trillion this year alone, we'll still be able to fix our highways and bring down prices of gas.
The search continues for a gunman who shot two people, one fatally, on a packed commuter train in San Francisco, California, Wednesday morning. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The National Football League is being investigated for toxic workspaces.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee held a hearing on Wednesday titled Tackling Toxic Workspaces. They are looking into the NFL and how they handled alleged workplace misconduct and sexual harassment at the Washington Commanders' offices. Republican ranking member from Kentucky, James Comer, believes they should be investigating government organizations and not the private sector.
I would ask why Congress must tackle the NFL football team's workplace and not a White House office or our own members.
He says the committee is being politicized and adds the alleged perpetrators have already faced consequences. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In the Stanley Cup Finals last night, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in overtime 3-2. Game 5 is Friday evening. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A rally is set for Thursday in Washington, D.C. to take back Title IX. Title IX is the federal civil rights law, a part of the Education Amendments of 1972. It prohibits sex-based discrimination in any school. Carrie Lucas, president of Independent Women's Forum, explains to Fox News why this is important.
Of course we want people to be included and to have opportunities and to be treated fairly, but there's a reason why the sports competitions always have rules about who is allowed to compete, and there's a reason why we've had single-sex sports for forever, and it's because men and women are fundamentally different when it comes to our structure that does not change. You are born one sex, and you can change. Decisions you make later, you can't transition away from that basic biology, and so we just have to respect this and keep women's sports female.
It's being reported that 54,329 lightning strikes were detected across California on Wednesday. Oddly enough, that's not the record. September 8, 2017, there were over 56,000 detected. More than an inch of rain fell over Los Angeles and Ventura County across the past 12 hours, and there were reports of some pea-sized hail. A woman and her dogs were reportedly struck and killed by lightning Wednesday morning in Pico Rivera. That's a city about 15 miles southeast of downtown L.A. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.